and Bafsky, the UN is denying Israel's right to defend itself. By Joel B. Polak on October 15, 2023. Human rights expert Anne Bafsky has written a detailed timeline showing that the United Nations, UN, denied Israel's right to defend itself after the brutal Palestinian terror attack October 7, long before Israel began responding by attacking Hamas in Gaza. At the Times of Israel, Bafsky writes that the UN has blood on its hands. From the outset, UN actors refused to acknowledge or support Israel's right of self-defense. This fundamental right of every UN member state was never mentioned even once by the Security Council, the General Assembly, the Human Rights Council, the Secretary General, or the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Instead, UN officials reacted immediately by condemning Israel and finding ways to excuse and diminish the actions of its mortal enemies. The United Nations has revealed both a deep moral turpitude and its identity as an instrument of modern anti-Semitism. The demonization and attempted elimination of Israel may come from the barrel of a microphone, but make no mistake, it aims to be deadly. The UN is not a neutral party in this war. Its actors are partisans, and their dishonest campaigns of unrelenting Israel bashing and disinformation will only get louder and more frenzied in the days and weeks ahead. Read Bafsky's full article, and her timeline, here. Bafsky has previously noted the UN's pernicious role in propagating anti-Semitism, rather than fighting against it, worldwide. Russia is demanding a meeting of the UN Security Council Monday to impose a ceasefire on Israel before it can invade Gaza. Last Sunday's emergency meeting in the aftermath of the Hamas terror attack failed to condemn the attack and then adjourned. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.